Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Kim Kardashian's Nazi photo shoot, France demanding the Statue of Liberty, Trump's poppers crackdown, and Millie Bobby Brown opening a zoo. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, listeners.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, hi.
I'm giving sick Phoebe Buffay, smelly cat, sticky shoes realness.
Oh shit. What's sticky on the shoes?
Snot, congestion, cough,
nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
upset stomach, diarrhea.
I don't know. I was sick last week. So who's patient zero? Was it you or me?
I don't know. We had fun at my birthday party and you and I walked away sick.
Sick, sick, sick like dogs. Sick like a dirty little dog. Oh, why's the dog going to be dirty?
I don't think the dog likes being sick and dirty.
No. Oh, my timeline on TikTok is exclusively dogs now. But last night I had to turn it off. I said I can't keep scrolling because the last thing I saw was a sick, dirty dog on the side of the highway crying because it got left there. I was like, oh my God, I can't. I shouldn't have ended with that. It kind of put me in the wrong headspace for sleep.
Well, this brings me to two important stories, but really I could go either way. Which way should I go?
The good one.
Well, they're both good. We'll stick to TikTok and then we'll move on to animals.
Sure.
My TikTok's really turned into a lot of people being all, oh, guess what my name would be? Shut up.
If what?
Slide post with six pictures of them all. Guess what my boyfriend's name is? Guess what my name is? We get it. You're farming comments.
I've never seen content like that. Somewhere along the line, you swiped through all the slides and the algorithm said, hey, he really spends some time on these. Let me get him a million more.
The first one I probably saw was probably some hot guy, and I was probably all, yeah, what is his name?
Yep, that'll do it. That'll do it. And what was his name?
I don't know. Now I have to keep hitting not interested, not interested, not interested. I'm sorry. I don't want to guess your name.
Well, okay, so you're on your way to getting rid of the content. Was that your complaint? Is what you're dealing with?
Speaking of dirty dogs.
So now the AI overlords have heard you talk about the content. So now you'll get it also on your Instagram.
Think about it.
Well, you talk about it, then you'll start thinking about it.
My Instagram lets me snooze ads every 30 days. I just re-snooze. I don't see ads over there.
Meanwhile, the ads on Twitter are like, oh my God.
What are you still going on Twitter for?
It's the same reason you're still going on Twitter for.
I took it off my phone. I haven't logged in. I don't log in on my desktop.
Think about it.
Thinking of sick, dirty dogs.
Sure.
Did you hear what our queen has been up to?
you're going to have to be more specific. Which dirty dog queen could you possibly mean?
Millie Bonnie Brown.
Oh, here we go. I saw a video of her and I thought it was Tana Mojo.
Yeah. Well, she said, if you're not ready for her glow up adult, becoming an adult, that's your problem, not hers.
I didn't say I wasn't ready. I just said, now what's Tana Mojo doing in a podcast interview for me to watch? And then it turned out to be Maleficent Bonnie Brown.
Millie Bonnie Brown now owns 62 pets, including a pregnant donkey and a disabled dog who's becoming unblind. The actor.
What do you mean unblind? What do you mean?
The actress says she's gotten them real single beds, and calls herself a doula for her animals.
So Matt Damon opened a zoo. Are you familiar?
I have 25 farm animals, and I have 23 foster dogs, and I have 10 dogs in my house that are my personal dogs, and I have 4 cats, she revealed.
Okay. So when I dream board or vision board my life and I come up with the exact same thing, I think, oh, that seems like a dream experience. That sounds wonderful. But when Millie Bobby Brown does it, something about it feels, I don't know, stinky. It's like it's giving zoo. It's giving straw on the ground. I've taken off my rose-colored glasses of having 62 dogs in the house, and now I see what my life would be. I'd be looking like Maleficent, giving straw on the ground, pigs snorting.
When asked where the in-house... See, this is my problem. You got in-house and out-house dogs? Okay.
Well, not every pug can be outside, I guess.
When asked where the in-house dogs sleep, Millie Bonnie Brown said... I have gotten them.
Ooh, you better clock her real name.
Ooh! I have gotten them real single beds, but she also.
Or wait, sorry. Hold on. Is Bonnie her dead name in a way or what?
I don't know. But she also noted that her husband, Jake, you know, Jake.
Oh, do I ever?
I was giving you the opportunity to say his last name.
I don't know his last name.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, I thought, honestly, I was like, Hawk? Somebody's married to a Tony Hawk child.
Jake Bon Jovi, son of the Bon John Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Has set strict rules about animals in sleeping quarters. Only one is allowed in the bed now.
Oh, who's the blessed child?
Right, you have 62 animals and only one gets to sleep in the bed?
You know what? It's just not practical. And you're for no reason creating a hierarchy in your animals. You better be shuffling each one in and out every day, a different animal in the bed. Or are there any chickens? I don't want any chickens in the bed. Do the chickens? No, the chickens have to lay eggs and stuff. They have to be in their little.
Chickens can lay eggs in bed.
That's what I've been saying. No, but they have to be in their coop, mama. Get the chickens out of... This is egg shortage.
She continues.
We've got an egg shortage, and she... Oh, you've got more. Okay.
She continues. She found an 18-year-old blind dash hound called Rigby on the side of the road and decided to take him in. She thought, he's not got long left. He's blind. He can't find his way through. Well, now this dog is jumping on my couch. It's found a new lease on life. Okay. He's thriving. He's killing it. He knows the house. I feel like he's becoming unblind.
He's killing it?
Yes, he's killing it.
She took in a blind dog, gave it LASIK, and now he's murdering.
He knows where the food is and the bedroom.
Okay. So do I. And what?
She used to call him rigor mortis.
Okay.
Because he's close to death. But now this dog is killing it. He's killing it.
Fuck. Okay. So she's a miracle worker.
She continues, my donkey is pregnant. Oh. My donkey is pregnant. She continues.
I'm going to have to. Can I pause her soliloquy? Can you let me know when she's not continuing?
She continues.
And then I'll give you... Okay.
She continues. My donkeys don't get along with my dogs.
Now, I missed what you said. her dog... Her, do, Her donkey is pregnant.
Her donkey is pregnant. Her donkey doesn't get along with the dogs. And she said, quote, they will kill a dog if they see a dog.
So the donkey? Okay, so the donkeys will kill a dog. The blind dog is a killer.
The blind dog is killing it.
Killing it. Sorry.
Millie Bonnie Brown explained, the donkeys don't get along with her dogs.
Oh, she continued.
Which is why she got them in the first place. They will kill a dog if they see a dog. The reason I got them is because I get coyotes. So I got a donkey to deter the coyotes from eating my little dog, she said. I have two donkeys, and one day I went outside, and Betsy was just, she had a very big stomach.
Who's Betsy? Did I clock out for a half of the sentence?
The donkeys will kill the dogs, but she got the donkeys so that coyotes don't kill the dogs.
Okay. She's creating an ecosystem that I think is going to spiral out of her control. At some point, the apex predator will arrive, and she will no longer be the one, you know, playing God. So pack it up, Millie.
Less than 2 years ago, she only had 19 animals. Now she's at 62. Is she animal hoarding?
Yes, and I think if there's anybody that's going to do it, I would prefer some type of multimillionaire, you know. If anybody's going to be hoarding animals, I guess Millie is, do we give her a pass? Does she have the room? No, she only has room for one in her bed. I don't know. What's the purpose?
Love. Love is...
That's beautiful,
love
actually.
Love is the answer. Speaking of love...
Did the people... No, I'm not done with it. Did the people who saw Noah gathering all his animals, did they call him a hoarder? Probably.
Yeah, and then they drown.
Oh. So is
rip
is
to them, mama.
Is Millie Bonnie Brown the Noah of our time?
That dog, he's killing
it. Does she know something we don't know? What's happening? What's tea? Is the fin a tea? Is the child cis?
Yes. Yes, and.
Okay. She's kind of, you know who she's kind of giving? She's kind of giving, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled puppies yearning to breathe Millie Bobby Brown. She's a little bit Statue of Liberty. Liberty.
Who's watching these animals when she's on a shoot?
I don't know.
John Bon Jovi.
Jean Valjean. Who's Jean Valjean? Jean Valjean.
That sounds like Les Mis.
Ah, speaking of the French, you know, I was trying to get there with my huddled masses. Did you see? They said, give me it back.
The French want something back from us?
The French want something back. What do they want?
Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Did you see
no,
that?
No, but that's the only thing I know that they've given us, other than freedom fries.
A French lawmaker is demanding the U.S. return the Statue of Liberty, famously given to the Americans in 1885, and labeled on the little thing that she's holding. It says, you know, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, et cetera, et cetera. It's a proclamation of what they viewed us as. And they're saying America no longer stands for it. So give it back.
Take her.
No, not taker.
This is a case I would love to see on Judge Judy.
I agree with you. Oh, yes. What's the statute of limitations? Thank you.
IDK. What is it?
Because it's been a while. She's, you know, she used to be a different color. Oh, she's rusted or something. I don't know. I feel like I read that.
Oxidized.
If there's one thing I love to do, it's spread misinformation on the podcast.
I know that's right.
Did she oxidize or what? What is she? Rusty.
Tin roof. Rusted.
I don't get it.
It's a Love Shack reference.
Okay. So the Love Shack, I'll go there. So it's a sex den or what?
let me go to A to Z Lyrics and find out.
Tell me a little bit about the Love Shack, because I'm curious. And was it a mixed crowd? Are there, you know, is it like a dark room, or is it, what's the deal?
Well,
when I say mixed crowd, I mean, are straight people having sex in there too? Or was it only straight people? Oh my God.
Here's what I can tell you. The Love Shack is near Atlanta. It's got a jukebox.
Okay. This is narrowing things down, actually. We could, what is it called? Triangulate.
It's just a funky old shack.
Okay, that does not narrow it down. Did you ever play MASH and have to live in a shack?
Always.
That was always, I feel like something was up with the numbers of, I think it was rigged to make you live in a shack. I was never getting an apartment.
You were always a shack girl.
I was a shack girl. I was always like 14 cats living in a shack.
Dang. Dang.
Millie Bobby Brown. Actually, you know what? Millie Bobby Brown is kind of living the life of she played
and
MASH.
It's coming real.
And whatever it landed on, she said, okay, 62 dogs, one donkey. And you know what? That's called free will. Let her do what she do. What would she do? Millie Bobby do.
Yeah, you gotta write four partners, how many kids, how many cats, how many cars.
Don't tell me how to play MASH. I'm telling you, you need to Google. You were just Googling something way more important. Oh, the Love Shack. Go back to your tab.
Okay, yeah, I got it. You want to know?
Tell me more. Okay.
Where it is?
It's a funky little place outside of Atlanta.
Well, they're heading down the Atlanta highway. Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for a getaway, a love getaway.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, he's driving a Chrysler that fits 20 people. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, they used to drive Chrysler boats. Yeah, you're the most millennial thing about you is your love for Mary Chrysler. It's okay, I like it too.
Yeah,
I was there.
Where is the love?
I was in the.
Where
pit.
Is the Love Shack?
The Love Shack. I don't know. There's no other lyrics that are giving you. I thought you were reading the A to Z.
I was, but then this video came up where they're interviewing the B-52, saying, "Is the Love Shack a real place?" And maybe
the Love Shack is in all of us. Maybe I've got a Love Shack, you know, and that's my downstairs, my back door, the Love Shack.
Speaking of love,
sure.
Oh wait.
What? The Trump administration getting rid of poppers?
No, I did.
And what will happen to the Love Shack?
I saw that. You better stock up.
First, they come for our poppers, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a poppers queen. Then they came for our. What's next? What are they going to take?
Our Love Shack.
Well, they are cracking down. Yeah, double Scorpio's done. Ooh, that's so sad for the people. Or no? I'm a double Libra, so I wouldn't
Are
quite
you?
Know. I'm an Aries Libra. So is double Scorpio just kind of like somebody who's an Aries Scorpio?
Could be, yeah.
The woman I buy rings from is a triple Scorpio.
Dang. Did she tell you that or did you ask?
She volunteered the information. Every time I see her, because she's at my farmer's market, every time I see her, I think, there goes the triple Scorpio. I wouldn't want to cross her.
No one would. I was just trying to talk about, did you hear Meryl Streep is dating?
Yeah, and you know what? When Britney Spears was doing that interview with Ryan Seacrest, and he said, my girlfriend, and she looked at him like confused.
Me.
That's how I felt when I read this headline. Because who's Meryl Streep dating?
Martin Short.
Now you're telling me Martin Short's practicing heterosexual?
He could be bi.
Bi king. You know what? Short king, bi king, perhaps, I don't know. But if it's true what they say, him and Meryl fell in love on set recently, that's beautiful. First of all, that you can find, you know, a new chapter in your life, whatever it is, at any point. And love waits for you around every corner. You just have to open your eyes, mama.
I guess. I thought he was gay the whole time. Apparently he had a wife that...
Me too!
Apparently he had a wife that passed away.
Oh, well. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
I mean, also RIP. And also, that's sad for him, I guess. Not really, I guess. You want to go back to the poppers crackdown?
Yeah.
So are you stocking up or...
Say crack one more time. I'm not a poppers girly.
Me, you know what? Me either. It's giving me headache.
It's giving instant headache.
Yeah.
I thought no.
Unfortunately, it is also giving fascism in some way. It's also
the last thing I need is a headache in the bedroom.
You're right.
Although
you're right, and you should say.
Although, do you think it would fix my congestion right now?
Yes. Anything can be poppers if you inhale hard enough.
No.
Maybe. You're creating... Basically, you're just creating a vacuum in the little bottle, or I don't know.
Just huffing.
And you're... huffing. Ooh, she's huffing, mama.
Great. You want to talk about new music?
No. Sure. What new music is out? I'm ready to say it. My favorite on Mayhem is The Beast.
Okay.
I think what we have on our hands is an instant classic up there with the legendary songs of Celine Dion. And I mean to say, long gone is theatrics in a slow to mid-tempo release. But Gaga has brought it back with The Beast.
The Beast is the second least streamed song on the album.
Yeah, well, I don't get everyone to get it.
I've gone back. I feel like we weren't super down with Mayhem last week when we discussed it. I do now have a new favorite, which I think is a smash.
Okay.
Love Drug is just it for me. Love Drug is that girl. I think it's fun. I think I love it. I think I can't. I did my big three listening test, which is in the car, in the kitchen, in the shower. Slaps.
That's
slaps
good.
In all of those places.
I would only switch shower for gym.
Okay. I haven't tried it at the gym. I've been sick. Thanks for reminding me. You get it. What you get a good pump under the bench press.
Maybe, but I don't think the gym is. I don't know if I want to listen to The Beast at the gym, though. I do, but I don't.
Well, if you don't want to listen to The Beast at the gym, you don't want to listen to Die with a Smile at the gym.
You're right. I'm ready for what I had read, and I don't know how true any of this is, but I had read a rumor that there's going to be a remix album. Well, first there's going to be a deluxe. Okay, these are all speculation. There's going to be a deluxe. Then around Halloween, there's going to be a remix album, and it's all going to be kind of like what the people were thinking the album was going to be, like dark and twisted a little bit. Okay, Dawn of Mayhem.
I'm tired of rumors starting.
Okay, and then apparently a Christmas jazz album.
Based on Mayhem?
This is like Psychic Nikki. It's like she's predicting, you know, the Pope will die every year. It's kind of like, well, one of these years you're going to get it right. One of these years Gaga will release a Christmas jazz album. You're going to get it right if you predict it every year, I guess. But yeah.
Dang. Are you listening to The Giver?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it's good.
You think she's doing this as an in-betweenle, or you think she's got an album ready?
Well, she said she hasn't even, she's not even close to even thinking about this, the next album, is what I heard in her.
In-betweenle.
It's given in-betweenle. But you know what? We live in an era where, you know, with streaming, any single is not even considered a single unless it does well. And then it was no longer just an in-betweenle, and it was always going to be on the album. So, you know, anything is, they're ready for anything. All of they, them are just putting out anything. See what sticks.
I'm so tired of a deluxe album.
Okay. I'm tired of a deluxe album being done and finished the same time the standard album is done and finished. It's like, well, girl, just put out that one.
That's where I am. That's how Sue sees it.
Well, you know, late stage capitalism excludes nothing. No precious art is safe when it comes to capitalism sinking its sickening claws and teeth into it and extracting as much money out of you as it can for it. So yeah, here comes a deluxe album. Here comes a Target exclusive.
You think Doechii sampling Gautier?
Is there an end to that question? Or is it just, do you think?
Do you think?
Because honestly, I do think. I do. Apparently, it's an older song, and the fans have been demanding for it to be released. I like it. I don't think I ever heard it, except for like as a TikTok sound. And I thought it was just like a fan-made remix. Or something. I didn't know it was like a real song that was made. But you know I'm a Gautier stan. You know, that's one of my top 10 songs ever. So like,
it's just crazy. I was thinking about it because I'm like, oh, it's just crazy when a song that still feels so recent gets sampled in that way. But I guess it's like, 13 years old at this point?
Yeah.
When did that song come out? 2012 or 11?
It's around that time, I would say.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I'm like that song's still new, and then I'm like, oh wait, it's not at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like it. Is it an in-betweenle?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God! Did you see the video of first of all, okay, where do I begin? Did you see the video of Trump getting booped down the nose with the microphone?
Yes.
When he raises his eyebrows and then smiles, I can't help it that one of the worst people has an unteachable comedic timing. There's something so funny about the way his face experiences things in life. It's unfortunate because obviously he's who he is and he is impacting the world how he is. But there's something so and then they just put out all of The Apprentice on Hulu. Not to say watch it, but it's like, God, who's that about to help? What will that do? What good will that do? How will that positively impact any of us? He's already saying that he wants to run a third time or whatever. Or like, can you believe there's so much that happens that we don't even mention because like we're trying to like not talk about the worst things of the world. But like, man, a million things happen every week that are terrible with Trump. Oh, I hate it.
Go off.
I hate it. Yeah. And that's the that on that.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
anything else you want to say?
And fuck Kim Kardashian. And let me tell you why. You know what? Her doing a photo shoot with the Nazi robot, it's giving the downfall of Tesla them calling it, I saw a tweet saying that they called in the apex influencer to try to save a sinking ship because Tesla's flopping because Trump's pushing it on the White House lawn. And now it's all, you know, politicized and Tesla's. I mean, for me, if I see anybody posting new keys to their new Tesla, I think, well, it's he just did a Nazi salute. Like, it, what if you've got the lease and it's yet to be up? I understand you driving it around with those bumper stickers being like, I got this before Elon went crazy, which is also a stretch because it's been a long time coming for where he is now. He's not been a saint for the time leading up to this year. But if you got new keys to a Tesla, honey, it's giving Nazi. And if you're releasing a photo shoot for the cover of a magazine where you're cuddling with the new Tesla robot, sorry, but you're giving Nazi. Is that bad to say?
I don't think so.
I mean, the only people that would argue with it are the people that are embarrassed that they got their new keys to their Tesla. So, yeah.
You know, I've been saying... fuck Kim K for a long time.
I just think, wow, what a soulless, and this is supposed to be the better parent of the two of them. Meanwhile, I don't even want to say his name because you won't let me legally. Meanwhile, he's doing Nazi merch. It's kind of like, well, two sides to the same coin. Both are uplifting white supremacy in their own ways. Crazy. Insane. But I guess everything has a cost. And when you find the apex influencer, they'll say yes.
Yeah, I'm reading the comments on her post. I didn't realize this happened, but the people are speaking.
Yeah, well, you know what? It should be known that if you are supporting somebody who just did a Nazi salute, that's what you're supporting. A lot of people think that they can disconnect their purchasing habits from politics. Well, not in late stage capitalism, honey. Try your best. In doing a photo shoot, not your best. Though I do think, obviously, it's referencing that tweet that was like, by 2025, women will be having more sex with robots than men.
True.
I think that was the premise of the photo shoot, which I think the message still is kind of like a little on the nose, but you can't, I don't know. It's not existing in a vacuum, and I see it for what it is in this context. So, Kim, it's a boot.
Mama.
Yeah, and that's all I have.
All right, well...
Except Will Smith is coming out with a new album, Recession Indicator.
Is that usually?
I don't know.
Oh, me either. Well, where can people find you?
You can find me packing up the Statue of Liberty.
Dang.
Because it's time to return to sender. Where can people find you?
I'm getting right back in bed after this.
Oh, sleepy, sleepy.
Sick boy.
Sick boy. Oh, my God. You know what cured my sickness real quick? I got, like, gallons of orange juice. 50% off at the grocery store. That always concerns me, but it's kind of like, I don't want to know.
I've been using my juicer.
Okay. Oh, my God. I tried to make a smoothie, and the bottom fell out, and all of the smoothie in the blender, it, like, just poured out of the bottom of the blender.
Oh, rip.
You couldn't care less about my plate. How dare you?
First it was the blender, then it was the furnace, then it was the air fryer, then it was the trees.
You're right. And... First, they came for the poppers, queens, and you said nothing because it wasn't you. And look at you now.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.